on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, a statewide drought watch has been issued by New Jersey officials. According to the latest map, every part of New Jersey is considered at least abnormally dry. Some counties are in the moderate drought or severe drought stage.
September was New Jersey's third driest September going back 130 years to 1895. And thus far in October, the majority of the state has yet to see a drop of rain.
State climatologist Dave Robinson adds the outlook isn't good. Forecasts don't call for much rain through the end of the month. Another day and still few answers to the many questions surrounding the killing of a sheriff's detective in Bridgeton. Monica Mosley was found shot to death inside her home after several people kicked in her front door. As the law enforcement community mourns her death, they have named no suspects and announced no arrest. New Jersey is cracking down on home invasions. Governor Murphy gave an overview of the legislation while signing it today in Edison.
Significantly raise penalties for home invasion, burglary, and residential burglary. And if such a crime is committed by an individual carrying a firearm or a deadly weapon, this law will ensure that they face even stronger penalties.
The legislation creates the offenses of second-degree residential burglary and first-degree home invasion burglary, both punishable by prison time. A high-speed chase that started in Philadelphia after a carjacking Thursday night went over the Walt Whitman Bridge, ending in Camden. Video of the chase shows Philadelphia police breaking off the chase when the SUVs entered New Jersey. The driver and passenger, they got out and hid under a parked RV. Camden County Police were able to locate the pair and took them into custody. Now the Hyundai of Trenton Business Report. The U.S. government's Road Safety Agency is investigating Tesla's full self-driving system after getting reports of crashes in low visibility conditions, including one that killed a pedestrian. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 36 points. With over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock, Hyundai of Trenton guarantees the best price and trade value in the tri-state area. On Olden Ave in Ewing or at HyundaiofTrenton.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we warmer this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The biggest challenge in this forecast is figuring out just how high temperatures will go this weekend and beyond. We are warming up. Our next weather maker will be a cold front on Thursday, 6 full days away. For tonight, it will get pretty chilly with clear skies and dry air. Lows will dip into the mid-40s, not a frost for most of the state. Tomorrow looks great. Sunny and mild, highs around 70. More sunshine and getting even warmer on Sunday, 70 to 75. And early next week, I'm going to call it very warm. Mostly sunny skies on Monday, highs 75 to 80. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Sussex, 66. Trenton, 70. Egg Harbor Township, 64. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.